May 25th. I thought I might say something about the difference between my experience of a relationship with Gertrude as contrasted with the present experience with her absent from outer association with me. It was an experience of what I have reason to believe was a rare harmony. I cannot remember even the slightest feeling of irritation in what was a close relationship. Yet in the history of relationships, irritation at times in the meeting of two personalities is the rule. But I cannot recall ever experiencing even the slightest irritation. Nor did I have evidence that she felt things otherwise. Of course, she herself would have to speak upon this matter to be certain. But if she felt irritated at any time, I would be likely to pick it up, and I found nothing of that sort. It was an interrelationship, apparently of exceptional harmony. Now, during this period, I produced on tape a good deal, perhaps something like 500,000 words. The setting was that of a happy expansiveness, a certain feeling of richness on the side of the feeling nature. Since her departure, I have felt myself move into a feeling state that might be called contractive. In this state, there is a great deal of depression in terms of the feeling side. Yet nonetheless, I have done some creative production. When I do create, I am not aware of the general depressed condition of the feelings that occur most of the time, but at such times I am out of that state. You might call one state expansive and happy, and the other contractive and more or less stern. In the one case, I created with a sense of happiness and richness in the feeling nature. In the second case, I produce with the background of feeling as contractive and depressing. There is then the question, is the mental process, the intellective, judgmental process by which one works out a statement affected by these different feeling states? Someone other than myself will ultimately have to answer this question. But so far as I can determine, the thinking seems to be independent of the quality of feeling in which I generally am functioning. When I create intellectually, I am apparently above the feeling state. I'm lifted out of it. And it may be that I have succeeded in keeping the quality of the thought unaffected. I hope so. But it is not for me, ultimately, to determine that. That will have to be determined by someone else.